It's time for another Eastern Utah Community Credit Union legislative update. And joining us this morning, we have Representative Christine Watkins. And Christine, as we get down to crunch time, the final 10 days of the legislative process, I appreciate you taking out the time again today. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. And yep, 9 days.
Wow. It's coming up. It's coming up. That's for sure. And there is plenty to talk about. I know that there is one specific bill that is kind of a hot topic right now, House Bill 441, which involves tax reform. And like I said, this one is really picking up a lot of attention throughout the state. And it is somewhat controversial.
Yes, and I've kind of been warning people that we were going to have this bill come forth, and I will have to say, to do something as drastic as this bill is going to do, and I'm not telling you that maybe I think we need to do some tax reform. We've become very, very lopsided, but I think when you do something that's going to change how business is done, yeah, you need to give people time to have input. And kind of wrap their heads around it and speak their mind. And so that's not really what's been able to happen here, because literally Thursday is the first day we got to hear really what this bill did or does. And so what it does is it drops your sales tax down to 3.1. It drops your income tax to 4.75. So they're saying, the proponent of the bill is saying, by dropping these two main taxes, this is supposed to be more revenue neutral. Now, they're not real sure because obviously they haven't done it. But then most of the things that we don't pay taxes on, we will start paying taxes. When you go get your haircut, you will pay taxes. When you sell property, you will have, I think it's a 1% tax put on that. We have a lot of exemptions out there the exemption will go away. So that's like taxes that the ski resorts don't have to pay. If you build an airplane in the state of Utah, you have been exempt from taxes, and that will be gone. There's just a whole list of things in your business. People like me that pay for airtime, I would be paying taxes on that. So there's just across the board things that we normally don't pay taxes on that you would start paying taxes. And like I said, they're saying that that this would be tax neutral. So as you drop things down, you're broadening the base. But there's a lot of concern. I just cannot. Friday, we had people up here that were angry and upset, and went to the committee meeting to listen to that bill, and did not come away with a great feeling. So I'm not going to support it. I know that we need to make changes. I get that. I understand that. But I think that sometimes when you do this, you just don't ram it down people's throats. And so basically that's and we have a bill up here that a lot of people are interested in, dealing with Social Security tax, and they were going to wrap that bill into this bill so that if you and your spouse had $60,000 or less in your tax, that you'd be reporting, what do I want to say? I can't remember. My husband does the taxes. And you wouldn't pay taxes on your Social Security. And a lot of people have been interested in that one. So it's quite an involved bill.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. I know there's another bill we need to talk about, Senate Bill 13.
Okay, and I've had people at home plus other places come to me. And a number of years ago, the legislature passed a bill that it's called the Income Tax Domicile Bill, and it's where if you move to a state and you were there 6 or 8 months, and then you came back to Utah, if you did not register to vote, I know this sounds so silly, I just can't believe it, but if you didn't register to vote in that other state, then when you came back to Utah and you were still registered here, or even if you weren't, you still had to pay the whole year's taxes, worth of taxes here in Utah. So we've had a number of people go back 3, 4, 5 years, and they're paying a bunch of taxes on money that, yeah, really and truly, they probably didn't owe in Utah, but because of the way the bill was written, they were stuck. And so Senator Bramble, who was the original author, he did an amendment this year taking that away. So that won't happen again. And it has passed. The governor has signed it. So we don't need to worry about that anymore. But I will say I'm this is one time when people got caught by something that they shouldn't have, and there just wasn't any recourse to what happened with that.
Well, Christine, it is always a pleasure to get you on. I really appreciate you taking out the time once again. I know we only have a few interviews left, but I am looking forward to Wednesday. So again, thank you very much for the time.
I'm excited. I have a whole lot more to talk about.
Looking forward to it. Thank you again.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Again, that's a legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Are you tired of making your loan payments to financial institutions on the Wasatch Front or even out of state? Bring your loans home by calling or coming in to Eastern Utah Community Credit Union and let them save you time and money. In addition, if you transfer your loan from another financial institution or get pre-approved on your next loan, they'll give you a vacation package to one of many destinations in the States or a cruise to the Bahamas. That's right. Bring your loan home and they send you packing on your next vacation. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on them for local people, local lending, and local decisions.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.